our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Gay festivities going on at the barber shop, with Kitty, the lady barber, as the main attraction, were considerably lessened yesterday when the Board of Alderwomen passed a new law. This new statute was aimed at keeping the men from hanging around the barber shop. It forbade any male citizen from remaining in any commercial establishment more than 5 minutes without transacting some business. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, it's an old saying, folks, that few things are impossible when you use diligence and skill. Now, we know every job requires diligence and skill, but the occasional lack of sleep can easily rob you of these two needed qualities. For example, the lack of sleep due to nervous tension and overwrought nerves can make you cross and irritable. Then your job suffers. And that's why we say use Miles Nervine for that occasional sleepless night. It's a mild but effective sedative which has been making good for almost 3/4 of a century. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. All drugstores have Miles Nervine in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a prescription quality product backed by Miles Laboratories. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine. Going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears in the John and Down store, indulging in a game of checkers.
Well, hurry up, Grandpappy. Sure move. Don't guess that
time. Well, I'm studying, figuring out a good plan here.
You ain't no such a thing. You're just sitting there wishing that you were down at the barber shop and you know it.
Well, I do miss it.
Well, go on down there, then. So if you're going to play checkers with me, play checkers. You ain't go down to the barber shop. I don't care. Just do one or the other.
Well, I can't go down there, though.
Can't?
Since them outer women passed that law, why, you can't hang around there no more unless you're transacting some business.
Yeah, I know it.
Law says you can't stay in a place of business longer than 5 minutes if you ain't
trying. I know what the new law is, Grandpap.
And I've done got everything there is to get in the barber shop. Haircut and face massage and all them pigeon-toed things.
I know what I... Say, that reminds me. So, look at that. Another 5 minutes is up. What do you want to buy this time?
Buy?
Yeah.
I don't want to buy nothing. Bought too much already.
Well, Grandpap, you got to buy something or you can't stay here in the store and play checkers.
Yeah, I know that.
All right. What do you want to buy?
Oh, I don't know. Got half the store now.
Overhaul?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Good, good. That police sent out getting up back here. There you are. That'll be $1.98, sir.
Wait a minute. Look at the size of them things. They're way yonder too big for me.
Well, what difference does that make? Your size from the other side of the counter there. I ain't gonna get up. You ain't gonna wear them anyway. You're just buying them to stay here in the store.
Yeah, but I ain't so sure it's worth it, though. It's the most expensive checker game I ever played.
Well, don't blame me for it.
Winning, but I'm losing.
Well, blame the Board of Alderwomen. They was the ones that passed the law, not me. $1.98, or I'll have to throw you out of here.
Oh, that seven-legged law, you just ruined everything in this town.
Yeah,
you must believe.
Well, you can't do that. Wait a minute, wait just a minute. That's just $1.96, sir.
That's all right. Just keep the change. I don't care. You know, Abner, I don't believe I ever did have such a good time as I've had down there at the barbershop the last 2 days, joshing, carrying on.
Yeah.
Now it's all over.
Yeah.
You ought to went down there once, Abner. That Kitty sure was a josher. A regular card.
Well.
One joke right after another.
Yeah.
She could keep it up for hours, too. When old Squire got in the barber chair, he tried to keep up with her, but he weren't no match for her at all.
Squire, what?
No, she outstepped him 6 ways from Sunday. I was the only one to josh right along with her.
You was?
Well, natural.
Lum told me he was.
Lum?
That's what he said.
about all he done was just sit there and blush every time she said something to him. By the way, where is Ron?
Well, I reckon he's down there right now.
Well, how could he go down there? He's had everything on the list.
Oh, well, him and Squire and a couple other fellas are going to try to help Moe study up some way to get around that new law. They said that it was high time the men folks stood up and fought for their rights around this thing. But come on, Grandpa, you still ain't making this move.
Well, I'm working on something here. It's a long-range plan.
Well, hurry up. It'll be time for you to buy something else here.
Yeah, heavy whip for then.
Well, hurry.
I go slow at first, and I strike like lightning.
Well, go ahead, strike. Do something.
Pumice bomb.
All right, hurry up. Don't talk.
All right, let's see here now.
Come on.
There you are, right there.
Huh?
Yeah, see if you can get around that, Mr. Big Brain.
Nothing to it at all.
Take your time, you'll need it. You know, I don't believe I've ever saw a woman like that Kitty before. I wonder if all the women in Kansas City is like her.
Wish you hadn't a move there. Don't get that ruined my eyes. Well, I'll set it up.
After you was to Kansas City once, did the women look like her? The generality run of them, I mean?
I don't recollect that. Don't interrupt me. I'm studying here.
More likely they were. You take big city women and, I don't know, they just look different somehow. Like big city women.
See, I believe I'll put this little old man right here.
Sure, they're different. Come on.
All right, Grandpa, go ahead. You've got to jump me there.
Huh?
You've got to jump me right there. See? From there to there.
Oh, yeah. You know, I recollect that time I was in the big city.
Grandpa, are you going to play checkers with me or ain't you?
Yeah, sure, I'm playing. I'm winning, too.
Not now, you ain't. Go ahead. You've got to jump right there. All right, do it, man. Stop dreaming about everything else. No, I'll just jump right there.
Never will forget that time I was in Springfield, Illinois, though. Must have been, I mean, 10, 15 years ago.
Grandpa, the checkerboard is right here in front of you.
Oh, could have been 20 years ago. Never will forget. Springfield, Illinois, of course, was.
Grandpa, it's your move.
I know it. Let me tell you what happened to me in Springfield, Illinois, hadn't
I? You never was in Springfield, Illinois.
What do you mean I was?
That was Charlie Redfield that was there.
Why, it was not. It was, Charlie, wasn't it?
Why, so you ain't have
it.
All right, move.
It's my move,
yeah,
you say?
Yeah. I'll move right there.
All right.
You got to jump right there.
I'll just take it.
Oh, wait. Just a minute. Oh. Put it back. Right now.
What's the matter? That's my man. I got a right to move him.
I know it. I ain't complaining about that. Look at the clock. Another 5 minutes is up. Time to buy something off of you.
Oh, me please. I have to be that, Abner.
That fellow here in this town. Well, we always run this store legal. What'll it be this time?
Oh, I don't know.
Make it something else that I can reach if I'm having to get up down there.
I've done bought everything within reaching distance, ain't
I? Well, I see. I believe you had it there. No. There's that bold address good there.
What in the world would I want with a bold address here?
Well, you ain't going to use this junk no way, Grandpa. You better take that bold address good. I'll give you a special warning. Let's see, I'll let you have a whole bolt. Let's see if I can reach it. Yeah, I got it. Give it to you. $3.
Now, I don't want a whole bowl.
Well, I can tell you right now, I ain't going to get up and look for the scissors and cut off a piece of it. Take the whole bowl or nothing at all. Thank you for bargain.
Wonder how them flowers would look on a shirt.
Well, Tom.
It's an awful price to pay just to whip you at a game of checkers. Wait a minute. I ain't got no money left.
No money? Well, trade me something, then.
All right. How about a pair of overhauls?
Yeah, all right,
but
that ain't enough.
Well, I'll throw in, let's see, what else have I got here? I'll throw in this wash tub.
That still ain't enough.
Well, it is. Them two together cost more than $3.
Grandpa, that's when they was new. They're second hand now. I can't
wait a minute. You little woman, are you trying to take advantage of that new law? I believe it was your idea that they passed it.
I never done no such a thing. I'm against it.
As far as I'm concerned, this checker game is over right now, right this minute. I can't afford to make another move.
Well, now, wait a minute. Come on. Don't follow the handlebars that way. Tell you what I'll do. I'll give you the money back, and then you can give me the merchandise back, and we'll start all over.
Well, all right, that's better.
So that I got you trapped in this checker game, I ain't gonna let you get out of it now. Move.
We feel that.
Go ahead, sure move. You gotta jump right there.
I do.
Yeah, jump right there.
Yeah, I don't know where I want to or not.
You've got to do it, Grandpa.
Don't shout at me.
Well, I
don't know. Hard enough time concentrating on this game this year.
Well, concentration just keeps thinking of city. That's good.
Here she was doing so good down there at the barber shop, and now look at her.
Well, she's still doing a good thing, thank you.
Oh, yeah, she keeps working steady, but I don't know what it is. Have to wreck in there and get a shampoo or something and wreck right out again. Ain't no fun at all. You know, we had some songs going down there the other day.
Come on, Grandpap. You're my man. You know you're just stalling around.
I am not.
You know that you're a whip and you're trying to get out of going on with the game.
I ain't no
You have done it, and you know
Max, you'll feel sorrowful for that poor woman down there. All them pigeon-toed women folks of ours trying to run her out of a job. It's a seven-legged chain.
Well, I'll agree with you, but move.
Come all the way down here from Kansas City, and what does she get?
Grandpap, you got a job there, right there.
What does she get? She gets treated like a pigeon-toed dog.
Are you going to move, or ain't you, Grandpap?
All right, I'll move. Is this where I have to jump you?
Well, yeah, right. Wait a minute. Put it back. Time for you to buy something again, Grandpap.
I ain't going to do it, Emma. I'm sick and tired of that.
Well, that's the law. I know this way, my car comes along. You can ask him if that ain't the law, too. Hey, Alarm, I want to ask you something.
Some other time, Abner. Come on, Grandpap, get your hat. We're going back to the barber shop.
I can't go down there, Alarm. They've got that new law on there.
Well, that don't matter. Just bring along something you want to trade off.
Trade off?
Yeah, there's a new sign out in front of Moses' place. It says, Moe's Moot Deluxe Barber Shop and Swap Exchange. Now you can sit there and swap something with somebody every 5 minutes and stay there just as long and as legal as you please.
You can.
I guess this will show them women how much they know about passing law. Come on, Grandpap, let's get down there. The joint's jumping again.
Well, it looks as though the man has succeeded in circumventing the alderwoman's latest law. But I doubt if the ladies will let the matter rest there. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, every single day at this time of year, millions of dollars are lost by wage earners because they can't go to work due to common cold. And you, too, will be lucky to escape a cold this season. And that's why it's wise to do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold. Now, when you start catching cold, just call on Alka-Seltzer. It can help give comforting relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling when you follow the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. And here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be careful. Get plenty of rest. Eat wisely, dress warmly, and stay out of draft. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy throat, which often goes with a cold. It's so soothing and effective. Really, there's nothing quite like it. You see, only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. So get a large economical package from your druggist. Then follow the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment and help yourself to real relief.